Hey there, welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley, Katie Lamb, myself, Leechy, the panel up, and Joel, our producer, for this Wednesday edition of the show.
Come on, Wednesday!
We love Wednesday.
Love a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We, during the show, and you'll hear it in the podcast, we talk about times when you were stung with the bill. And we wish that we could continue the stories with Andrew Embley.
Oh, my God. Honestly, you are the biggest menace.
We should get on the piss together, all of us, and I'll just start telling stories.
That's
exactly. Even if they're not true, I'll tell them.
I've been a pest a couple of times on trips overseas, but then I met you, Embers, and I got the story that you'll hear on the podcast, and like Leechy said, I wish we could give you the unrated version that we heard off air.
Mm.
But you with a bunch of West Coast Eagles lads in the early 2000s, just pre-social media, not a care in the world, unleash the fury.
Some of my teammates were so horrible.
I was going to say, you guys would have been
led me down the wrong path,
if
those
there was
guys.
Snapchat, if yeah, there was good. Insta, yep. if there was...
If you're listening, Fletcher...
You'd be done.
That was your fault. Hunter, your fault. Juddy, you're definitely your fault. who else was there? Cuzzy, yep, your fault. Curry, your fault.
Well, hang on, Cuzzy's been through enough.
I'm blaming all of it. Jeez, I'm blaming all of them for the way that I turned out.
Imagine getting those 24-year-old versions of those lads in a room for one night.
I know.
Katie, could you feel a little sorry just that what you just said now made me just go, oh, my God, these poor kids. We just spoke to Harley Reid the other day. None of them get to do this.
I know.
Ever.
I know.
They're kind of, it's kind of ruined.
You really did living sort of the best time before social media because you got away with so much.
Everyone. Yeah. Oh, can you imagine the cameras back in our day? Oh, I'd still be in Casuarina.
On the show, is sightseeing overrated? It seems like, according to Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley, yeah, it is. And we delve more, speaking of wild stories that Embers tells, we delve more into this 2005 exhibition game, postseason, West Coast v Fremantle. Andrew Embley says it got wild. There were Barneys going on left, right and centre between both the Eagles and the Dockers. And we might be a step closer to getting the full story on this, Joel, our producer.
The London Derby Brawl of 05. My God, it's taken some twists and tales through this story.
I can't wait to hear
twists and turns.
Ryan
twists
and
tales.
I have actually heard him speak about a couple of these things before, so it'd be interesting to see what he says tomorrow.
You think it starts with a mayo type story from this man over here, the great man.
But there was definitely some mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. There's mayonnaise every time I talk.
Speaking of a pest on the piss, I mean, you just watching with those blokes you just listed before, but you pulled a hammy in 05, so you were being rested. My ass. Give me your Fosters. I'm not playing in some stupid exhibition match that's not even being broadcasted. And then what happened after that? And, oh, my God, I can't wait to get Crowley in here to explain it.
Yeah. It is going to be fascinating. So that is tomorrow's show. If you have the chance, Wednesday, April 18, from 4 till 6, listen live on 92.9 Triple M. Otherwise, catch it on the podcast. But it is going to be an amazing sort of half hour, maybe, hopefully, with Ryan Crowley.
Oh, let's just get him on for the full 2 hours.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
There's our show. Also, just want to say.
Pointy pineapples.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza floriate in a loo wanneroo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
Right now, 133353. Is sightseeing overrated?
A new study has come to light, Embers, based on Google reviews from thousands of tourists from around the world who have all hit the touristy hotspots from around the globe, and the results are in. It's the top 100 most boring attractions worldwide list, okay? So, look, we're a live and local show to Perth and parts of WA. Yep. Shout out to Jero, Broome. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Mm. Exmouth.
So, are we?
Yeah.
Great.
All over WA.
Yep. So, proud West Aussies and the people of Perth, you may want to sit down, grab a box of tissues and hold your loved ones close. Because coming in at number two. I stuffed that up. At number 92 is...
Do you want the drum roll?
The bell tower.
Oh, hang on.
92.
Our bell tower?
Most boring attractions worldwide.
There's no nothing wrong with our bell tower. Well, how dare they have a crack at our bell tower?
I'm going to be honest. I was shocked it was that far back. But
yeah.
92, come on, bell tower. Now, look, I have done a fair bit of travelling in my time, and I think there are some more, you know, boring.
Mate, there are some crappy things out there.
I will say as well, shout out to WA Museum Bulabardip, which is at the Perth Cultural Centre. That came in at number 16.
Hey.
And I think that's a bit rough.
That's not overrated at all.
The WA Museum.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, but anyway. It's,
well, they did some great things. They did a little space exhibition for the school holidays.
They sure did.
So I think that's a little bit stiff. But let me just take you back to 2019. I went to Italy and I did the Path of God. So,
scusi signora, vino rosso.
Yes.
Prefer.
Yeah. Are you just asking for wine?
Uno lettra. That's 1 liter of red wine, thanks.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah, you really got on it.
Yeah.
So the Path of Gods is just that this big hike that you do when you're in Italy and you get to the top and it's like this incredible view.
Yeah.
So my friend and I, we said, you know what? We're going to do it. We've woken up. We are so hungover. It is the hottest day ever.
You do not want to be doing these sightseeing.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes at the best of times, but when you're hungover, even worse.
And it was just a never-ending hike as well. And honestly, we didn't pack enough water. So we've ended up having to take refuge in a little Italian man's home who was on the mountain. And I was only about 40% sure we were going to get murdered, but anything at that point for a glass of water, honestly.
Right.
The Eiffel Tower in Paris. Sorry, it's basically just the bell tower, a bit bigger. You know what I mean?
It's a much bigger bell tower.
Do the same thing. And New York, the Statue of Liberty. I was on a boat to go see it and I honestly almost missed it, mainly because I was looking out the wrong window. But when they said, no, look left, I looked left and I saw just a big chick wearing a dress holding a torch. Like, sorry, don't care.
Don't care.
Sightseeing's overrated.
I clearly agree with you. So I remember years ago, my mate called me up and said, mate, where are you? So I'm in hospital. And he said, mate, if you can get to Egypt in 24 hours, I've got a trip on my boat. I said, mate, I'll be there. So I hopped on the plane, right, checked myself out, hopped on the plane, I flew to Egypt. Right now, where you get to Egypt, right, is 2 hours from the airport is a place called Port Said, which is basically the coast. And the boat was taking us off to the Greek islands anyway. So we flew into Egypt and then the guy, our driver, picked us up and he said, okay, guys, we just got to go past the pyramids on the way. And I was going like, what pyramids, mate? Get me to the boat. Anyway, so you have to look at the pyramids. Anyway, we drove, right? And the pyramids, right? I mean, they were these triangle things that were dirty and dusty sticking out of the ground. I didn't even get out of the car. I said, you keep going straight to the boat, son. So we went, vroom. So I sort of missed the pyramids. I looked at it, but you know what? Overrated.
Oh, hey, if anything,
so
just,
overrated.
Just a little speed bump, those pyramids
yeah,
on the road.
Yeah, I know.
Speed bump.
133353.
It costed me drinking time, pyramids.
Sightseeing overrated from two absolute just nuffies here.
Well, just get me to the park.
Oh. Goodness, you just want to go and visit somewhere just to get expensively drunk. Okay, fine. Yeah. Is sightseeing overrated? Could score you a double pass to go see Lookout 2024 this weekend. Triple M presents Lookout 2024 with Live and Incubus playing Whitford Nodes Park on Saturday. Tickets on sale now, ticketmaster.com.au. 133353, either like these two heathens.
Mm.
Is sightseeing overrated?
Oh, you know, you go to museums and cathedrals and you're just like, okay, cool, done.
Let's let you down overseas.
Angela is in Ellenbrook. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, Angela. Sightseeing, is it overrated? Tell us your thoughts.
Oh, it depends where you go, but I'm from New Zealand and I moved over to Australia and my friend told me to go see the Pink Lake down near Esperance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh, that sounds pretty cool. Never seen a pink lake before. And I drove down there and it just looked like a big muddy puddle. It was
really?
Definitely not pink.
Not pink.
Sounds like you prefer a pink diamond, Angela.
Yeah, maybe.
Angela, does it have to be a certain time of the year where it's pink? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it does, but she failed to mention that to me, so I just went.
Oh,
Esperance is a beautiful place, though.
I know, but it's also not very close to here. You know, it's a fair drive to only see a muddy puddle.
Yeah.
I love that. And one for me, Esperance. I've never been to Esperance.
Oh,
do you
go to
Esperance?
I know.
Yeah, 100% go to Esperance.
Wonderful place.
Hello to those listening on 747 Triple M.
Worth
the
drive.
Hey, Esperance, how you going? Gary is in Byford. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Gary. Overrated. Going to see things, they call it sightseeing. Now tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, my wife regularly cons me into go sightseeing, and one of the most stupid places I've been sucked into going was the Pinnacles at Cervantes.
Oh, mate.
I mean, hundreds of kilometres. You get there, sandy. It's just stones hanging out the ground.
Yeah, well, no, mate, 100% agree.
I reckon the pyramids in Egypt are overrated. So you can imagine my thoughts on those pinnacles down at Cervantes, Gaz.
Yeah, I mean, really. But I, you know, I still appease her. I still go out to do the sightseeing thing, and I just think, God, thank God, I'm home now.
Good on you, Gary. There is a very good bakery, though, in Cervantes, I will say.
Yes, there's also not a very good person that lives in Cervantes. His name is Mark Lacroix. Mark Lacroix. Just kidding. Angus is from Hammond Park. G'day, Angus.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, very well, mate.
Hey, Angus. Sightseeing, is it overrated? What have you seen?
Oh, big time. I've been to Niagara Falls. It's just like a giant serpentine dam.
It's just like the shower. Is it really?
Oh, that's it.
It always looks so amazing, though, on the socials.
Oh, well, pictures speak a thousand words, but you can't beat the home base, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Why go to Niagara Falls when you've got your own?
Do you have any more, Angus, or was it just Niagara Falls?
Eiffel Tower, I've been there. It's not as big as it seems.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit short.
Well, yeah.
Like Katie Lamb.
Yeah. You can talk, Leechy.
Yeah.
The bell tower. I know, it's just a big bell tower, isn't it? But everyone loves the Eiffel Tower, you know. And look, I'm not knocking. It's good to see it, but, you know.
Never seen it myself.
Don't get too excited. James in Greenwood. Hello.
Yeah, hello. How
are you doing? Yeah, g'day, James. Going very well. Overrated.
Sightseeing.
Just in the prelim before, I lived in London for 20 years.
Yes.
Loved to travel. Everything was great. All my mates were like, let's go see this site. Let's go see that site. And I was like, no, I'd much rather go and hang with the locals, go to a bar, go to a restaurant.
Yes, James.
And just understand the culture.
Of
the city that I'm in, of the place that I'm in.
And the beer that you're drinking.
Yeah, Foster's, imagine.
No, definitely not Foster's. But but basically, just understand the local culture. It's not so much about the sightseeing.
I know. I remember coming home 4 a.m. in London and the taxi driver said, look to your left, and there was Big Ben, the clock.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, what's the job, Mr. Wolf? Had a couple. Let's go to Michael from Kensington. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Embers. Hey, Katie.
G'day, Michael. Hello. Sightseeing overrated. Tell us your thoughts.
Oh, I think it's a combination of both, depending on where you go. Like, I've been in New York City, and when I went there, I went to Times Square, and it got hyped up a lot on TV. And, you know, you go there, it's just a bunch of billboards. But in terms of some good sightseeing, when I was in Brisbane this year, did a thing called the Story Bridge.
Okay.
The Story Bridge climb. You climb the biggest bridge in Brisbane.
And you tell us
about $130. It's about 2.5 to 3 hours to do the tour, and the views from the top of the Brisbane CBD are incredible, especially when you're on top of the bridge.
Yeah, good on you, Michael. There you go.
Have you ever done the Sydney Harbour Bridge one, Katie? Or Rembs?
I have.
Yeah.
I was 18.
That's great fun.
You know what I'm actually keen to do? Go and climb the
Mount Everest.
No, what's the bridge that goes across the river to
Matagarrup
Bridge and
do the flying fox.
Same. Can we do that?
Let's do our show from the flying fox.
Oh, hello.
By the time we get to the game, organize the show that, finishes. Let's finish off with Janelle from Forestfield. Hello.
Hi, guys.
G'day, Janelle. Sightseeing, is it overrated?
Well, it depends. I think sometimes it could be, especially with a baby.
Oh, God, Janelle, yes. Absolutely. Hell. Okay, talk to me about your experience.
So we went to Vegas.
Oh, God, you're going to Vegas with a baby? What?
Oh, my goodness, were you watching, like, Hangover or something like that? Was the baby yours, Janelle, or did you just find
it the right baby?
On the way home?
No, it was mine, actually.
Oh, good.
But I was also pregnant, so that didn't help anything either.
Wow.
We went over there. It was for a wedding. It was for my wedding. So, yeah, it had to be done.
Did Elvis marry you?
No, he didn't.
Okay. I like Elvis.
So Vegas with the baby, also pregnant, you didn't get to do much sightseeing and no drinking either.
No, and it
sounds
wasn't
like a terrible time.
Yeah, it was, but it,
did your partner do all the sightseeing for you? Sorry,
no, he actually had gastro over there. So,
oh, that sounds like a horror trip. Well, you're going to have to maybe leave the baby at home and just go and do it again together.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
well, you need
take
to
take us with you.
Vegas.
Why not?
I love Vegas.
So what we've now figured out is we're doing a show from Matagorda Bridge.
Yes.
And we're doing a show from Vegas.
Yes, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, MGM Grand. Yep. That's where I stayed in Vegas.
Wonderful. Not from Thanks. The Luxor, the one that looks like a pyramid. Anyway.
No.
Embers would hate it. It's the Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone. The Rush Hour's suburban search for Silverstone.
Oh, two more sleep, Embers.
Yes.
Two more sleeps, I should say, Embers, until somebody in Perth wins $2,000 because every week we're hiding a precious silver something somewhere in Perth.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out to Phil from Canning Vale Toyota. He actually asked me today, he said, listen, Embers, when's the next clue that you're giving out? Because all the team there have actually been listening on. They've got Triple M on during the day. And they're saying, where's the clue? Because they did hear it was south, and obviously Canning Vale Toyota is south, so they might be sort of heading down that direction
as
well.
And did you say to Phil, our show's on from 4 to 6 every day. Hold your horses.
Yeah, that's right. I did say that as well. And also say you got nice cars in your car yard too.
Yeah, and also tell Phil that I want a car too.
There's a lot of this going on right there.
You are searching for a silver netball, by the way, signed by yours truly, Katie Lamb, Andrew Embers. Emberly.
Yep, that'll do. That's all you need to do.
Embers has rubbed off
the
on you, hasn't
silver netball. Now, it could be in your suburb, it could be at a park, but we did give away a few clues so far this week. So, Katie, the first clue was?
All right, so the silver netball is 19.2 kilometres from Perth CBD.
And then yesterday we gave away the clue, which was it was south of Perth CBD.
Now, the new clue today, you need to take note, that it's near a lake.
All right.
Okay?
That is actually, to be honest with you, that's a huge clue. Think about it for a sec. 19.2 k's from Perth.
South.
Now we know it's south of Perth and it's near a lake.
Near a lake. Now,
wow.
On Friday after 4:30, you be the one to find that silver netball. $2,000 is all yours.
$2,000 coming your way thanks to Silverstone. Head down that way now. Get ready because Friday, the clue's going to be so obvious. It's going to be near a lake. It's going to be down south. Wow. Who's got the $2,000 on them? Do you know? Is it Ringo?
Yes.
Ringo.
Look out for Ringo.
Find Ringo.
This has gone off the rails, this little segment. And who'd have thought?
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isry Seats. He's a guy who does this on the footy field.
He's got it now, Emily. This will bring the house down.
And this off the field.
You wouldn't even know what a goal looked
like. Triple M's Rush Hour presents Ember's Midweek Footy Report.
It does put a little smile to my face. Hey, Jeremy Finlayson, Port Adelaide player. Of course, he got a 3-week suspension for a homophobic slur that he made towards an Essendon player a few weeks back. Now, he was on his wife's podcast today and he made these comments.
You're offensive? Something that's you off?
Oh, my offensive is me off that I got 3-week suspension. that's it. That's tipped me over the edge. That's about it.
So he's come under fire for those comments. Of course, he wasn't saying that, you know, he was referring to the fact that he was just peed off that he got 3 weeks suspended. Not that he was actually referring to what he had actually said.
I know, but it comes across as, lack
quite
of remorse.
Poorly.
And,
that's right. Now, he has had to retract those comments and he has made a statement, hasn't he, Leachy?
Yeah, his statement. When rethinking my comments today, it's clear that I should have provided more context. On reflection, I should have explained that I was bitterly disappointed that I said what I did during the game, and I'm bitterly disappointed that I put myself and the club in that position. That is what I'm most upset with. It's just... Just don't go.
Just keep it quiet.
Just
stum.
Yep,
take 3 weeks.
Yeah, he just needs to stop talking for a bit.
Stop talking. Hey, the West Coast Eagles boards, so they're set for a major shake-up. So the current chairman is Paul Fitzpatrick, and now his tenure will come to an end soon, right? So a few names that have been thrown up to replace him. Ben White, he was the former treasurer of Western Australia. He's certainly highly regarded. And the other one is Elizabeth Gaines. So she's been in the resource industry forever. She was in charge of Fortescue Metals for Twiggy Forest there for a while. So she's another one that they've been speaking about. There'll be a few board member spots available as well. A name that's been thrown up is Jan Cooper. So she was a pioneer of women's football, outstanding candidate. And another lady that I want to throw up, and I've got no information about this, but Amber Banfield, all right, so she's the wife of Drew Banfield. So she's been a senior member of Wally Parsons. She's also been a board member of the WA Football Commission. Highly rated, very intelligent young lady, and I think the West Coast Eagles would do very, very well by having Amber Banfield on their board. So I think she's definitely a star in the making. I think West Coast could do the right thing by getting her on.
Jan Cooper's amazing as well.
Absolute star. Incredible. Yep, no, she's been around for a long time, and I think West Coast are in good hands going forward.
Midweek Footy Report, thanks to Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Is Receipts. And don't forget, Western Derby, the RAC Derby, it's on this Saturday. Bounce down at 6:10 at Optus Stadium. We are live from 4 p.m. with a huge pregame, which is including Embers. I believe he's drifting in after the Kia Quokka, is that right?
The Kia Quokka, yes, Embers will be there, but he would definitely come in to the Derby at some stage.
He'll be coming in hot,
I believe.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
It is looking grim for northern suburbs, Embers. South lead 27-20.
My mum always told me, though, it ain't over until it's over.
It ain't over till it's over. That's
the
very good
fat
advice,
lady,
by
she
your
ain't
mum.
Singing just yet.
She's sure not. So no. North need to start making a move, though, because it's getting a little bit embarrassing. Representing the South, well, Dan, he's incredibly smart. He's from Waikiki. Hello, Dan.
Oh, hello, guys. How are we this evening?
Dan sounds the smart. Man.
Sounds very smart.
Definitely finished year 12, didn't you, Dan?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Got street smarts.
Street smarts. Street smarts. He's taken on Susan from Chewett Hill, representing the North. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Susan, ooh, no pressure. You guys are flying. All good. You have a sleep.
Have a sleep.
Nah, Susan, come on. You need to fight back, okay?
Come on,
North
Susan.
Need to start making a little bit of a dent.
I'll try.
Okay. All right.
Then Henders had no idea what the situation
with
was
no
in the score.
Eyes. What's that called?
Don't. The buzzers. Question. Dan, your buzzer is South. Susan, your buzzer is North. First of 2 points is the winner. Puts a point on the board for their side of the river. Also scores themselves $100 thanks to New Wealth. Question one.
Tyson Fury is a world champion in which sport?
South.
South?
Dan.
I think boxing.
You think correctly.
Boxing. All right.
Took a bit of time to think about it.
It's okay. It's all right. All right,
Susan. You need this.
You need this to stay in the game. Here we go. Question number two. Two Perth tourist attractions were named in the top 100 most boring... North?
I'm hoping you're going to ask what they are, and it's WA Museum and Bell Tower.
We were only going to ask for one of them, Susan. That should be a bonus point.
Goodness, Susan. That is just...
She has just made
this game interesting. All right.
Wow.
This is the decider.
Even Dan's impressed.
Wow. Did not even hear the end of the question. Went bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Okay.
All right, it's one all. This is it. Name a West Australian TV newsreader.
South.
South for the win.
Oh, has to be Rick Arden.
Rick Arden! South, just 2 points!
Susan, I reckon you are just
Well done.
Susanna Carr or Michael Johnson.
Well, Susan was like, I'm the only Susan. I'm not giving Susanna Carr a mention.
What about Lockie Reed?
Lockie Reed. Oh, you know what, Dan? Well deserved. You have scored yourself $100 from New Wealth. Well done, Susan. Maybe we'll get you on for a redemption round.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, South are just running away with this at the moment.
28-20.
Wow. It's insane. It is. It's all thanks to New Wealth. Make property investment possible. That's NU Wealth. I am
very upset at
and,
the North.
And a little bit embarrassed, I think.
Extremely embarrassed. Because we were flying so well.
We were flying high, but what goes up must come down.
Now producer Joel is such a jerk to me every day because, oh, the South's going so well.
How dare you? Do you not remember the torment you put me through at the start of the year when
absolutely
you were out
playing? None of it, thank you.
Thinking back to the good old days has never paid off like this.
A lot of people will remember this particular game.
West Coast have won by a point. Goodness gracious me.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, Embers remembers.
I mean, the phone lines are lighting up right now for the Derby because the Derby's always just such a great game, especially here at Optus Stadium.
And right now, there seems to be so much interest in this derby coming up this week. And that's on the back of what West Coast delivered last week against Richmond. Suddenly, people thinking, maybe West Coast are a chance. Who knows? There will be 60,000 people at Optus Stadium this week. And considering where West Coast have been for such a long time, to get 47,000 at last week's game is just huge for their supporter
and
base.
And this weekend's game is a sellout as well. So
you can't get tickets.
Yep.
You cannot get tickets.
Because Derby's got a little bit boring for a while there, didn't they? Because Eagles were really good, Dockers weren't, the Dockers were good, Eagles weren't.
Pretty
and
much.
Now it's kind of like, well, hang on a minute. We've got Harley Reid.
Make no mistake, West Coast beat Richmond last week, who had a lot of players out. But West Coast have been depleted for a while too. But when you have a look at Elliot Yeo, how well he's going at the moment, Tim Kelly, Harley Reid, he was sensational last week. Maybe the Eagles get Dom Sheed back. Taking on Sarong, our own Triple M Sarong. He's an absolute star. Brayshaw Fife. Lukey Jackson's an absolute champion. This is going to be a beauty.
Well, to celebrate the Derby this weekend, we've been doing an episode a day of Embers Remembers. On Monday, you told us the story about the Demolition Derby.
Yes.
Then yesterday, you told us a story that went a little something like this.
Embers Remembers.
The AFL during the year had decided to send two clubs to London to play in an exhibition game. This is 2005.
AFL,
that was the first mistake, sending West Coast and Fremantle to play an exhibition game. The game itself, right, was just spitfires going on everywhere.
So basically Dockers just came out and were just
They were throwing a few. Now, West Coast have played some younger players. Fremantle have targeted some of our younger kids. Woosh is fuming and he's reeling off a few names and I remember that he said Ryan Crowley, and straight away I've gone, perfect. He's mine. I want him. There's the Fremantle team bus, right? And then Anthony Grover grabbed me and he goes, Embers. He goes, what the hell are you doing? And I said, mate, I'm after Crowley. Where is he? He goes, mate, have a look. There's 45 of us, right? Coaches and staff, and there's one of you. And I look around, and I'm the only person by myself.
Right? In your head, you had a whole crew.
And I'm thinking, Crowley, get off the bus. I want you now. And anyway, so I started yelling at him. Couldn't get him. For the next 5 or 6 years, like the tensions between the two clubs in derbies was really intense.
I mean, very good story. And you can hear the whole version on the listener app, but that's only your
side of the story is the only side of the story that you want to hear.
No. We want to hear Ryan Crowley's version of events.
I wouldn't mind hearing Ryan Crowley's either.
Well, I know that if you called him, he probably wouldn't answer, but Joel, our producer, has been trying for the last couple of hours to see if we can try and get Ryan Crowley's number so we can give him a buzz. Do you reckon we should do it, Joel, or what? Is this allowed?
I've tracked his number down. He hasn't responded, but maybe we just
call him?
Buzz him and give it a crack.
Great.
Call him.
Let's go to a song.
Just spring him on air.
Call him now. Get him in here.
Well, let's see if we can get Crowley on because this story is absolutely bonkers.
Embers goes a bit aggressive when he starts talking about it.
I don't go aggressive. I also get aggressive when I see Ryan Crowley.
Well, we heard your version of events. Leachie, I think we do have the number now.
Just punching it in now.
I think Joel has managed to.
We call him Crowley now.
Yeah.
We got him.
Just hitting.
But don't you speak, Embers, right. I'll just speak because I feel like he'll
he won't speak to me anyway.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan, it's Katie Lamb. I work with Andrew Embley on the Rush Hour for Triple M. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, just wanted to give you a buzz because yesterday we were doing a little segment called Embers Remembers, and he reminisced about that London game that got very heated between Eagles and Dockers. And basically we just heard his version of events, and he sounded like a bit of a hero, you know, bad boy Embers. So we just wanted to sort of play you something. It's a bit of a montage of what he said just yesterday, and I just want to see what you think of it. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Love to hear what Embers remembers.
Let's go. Embers
remembers. The AFL during the year had decided to send two clubs to London to play in an exhibition game. This is 2005.
Now, the AFL,
that was the first mistake, sending West Coast and Fremantle to play an exhibition game. The game itself, right, was just Spitfires going on everywhere.
So basically Dockers just came out and were just
They were throwing a few. Now, West Coast have played some younger players. Fremantle have targeted some of our younger kids. Woosh is fuming and he's reeling off a few names, and I remember that he said Ryan Crowley, and straight away I've gone, perfect. He's mine. I want him. There's the Fremantle team bus, right? And then Anthony Grover grabbed me and he goes, Embers. He goes, what the hell are you doing? And I said, mate, I'm after Crowley. Where is he? He goes, mate, have a look. There's 45 of us, right, coaches and staff, and there's one of you. And I look around and I'm the only person by myself.
In your head, you had a whole crew.
And I'm thinking, Crowley, get off the bus. I want you now. And anyway, so I started yelling at him. Couldn't get him. For the next 5 or 6 years, like, the tensions between the two clubs in derbies was really intense.
There you go, Ryan. That was Embers Remembers. How does that sound to you?
Well, it's definitely bringing back some memories, and there's definitely some truths in there. I think Embers may have left a few bits out, which I'd love to have a little rebuttal if possible.
Okay. Well, I mean, we do know that Embers does love to pop a bit of mayo on his stories. So you reckon you could fill in a few gaps and maybe sprinkle a few truths?
Yeah. So, Katie, look, Embers is definitely said his truths, but the parts that he's missed out are the Fremantle side of things. There are ramifications for both clubs over the next decade, and also a very surprising phone call that I got from John Walsfog.
Wow. Okay, we need to dive into that, please.
Krause, I really would love to hear your side of the story, because I certainly have given mine, and must admit I was pretty intoxicated at the time and leading into the game. You played the game, I watched the game, and I know that there are a few things missing, which we would love you to come in tomorrow.
All right.
Can you come in tomorrow and sit down with me and go through this?
Yeah, fantastic, mate. I'd love to. Should I bring the mouth guard or?
Bring the mouth guard.
And a helmet.
Bring the gloves, the helmet.
And a cup. He's a low blow. Bring all the protective gear, Ryan. It would be great to see you in the studio tomorrow, Leachy. Can we do that?
100%. Yeah, right. We'll have a spot for you, Krause.
Let's get to the bottom of this once and
fantastic,
for all.
Fantastic, guys. Look forward to it.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so good.
All right, and thanks for joining us. I can't believe. Well done, Katie.
I know, thank you.
Well done, producer Joel.
He'll answer for me.
Yeah, 100%. So tomorrow, we are going to get to the bottom of this London trip and the big fight, the big brawl that seemed to happen between the Eagles and the Dockers in London.
A man was about to board a flight at Perth International Airport when border security, love that show, stopped and questioned him and discovered he was carrying more than $17,000 that was not declared. He hadn't declared it.
$17,000. So I think the maximum you can carry on a plane is
under 10,000.
So it's just an extra seven.
Yeah.
Well, next time if he needs to someone to help carry him 7,000, I can definitely take it with
same.
Me.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Officers also discovered another 6 currencies in his carry-on luggage as well. So he was carrying like Turkish lira.
Yeah.
Is that the currency? There was Singapore dollars. There was United Arab Emirates dirham.
What do you think he's, he's had a good time in Perth.
Well, I mean, he's come to Perth. What has he done?
Mm.
How do you get that kind of money?
Yes.
I'm just trying to think. What could you do? Uber driving, maybe. Maybe he came here and did heaps of, gave heaps of lifts.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's it's harvesting time down in the vineyards down south. Maybe he's picking some grapes.
Maybe
the
Hooters. He worked at Hooters for a bit.
Hooters? Yeah. Do we have a Hooters here in Perth?
Do we?
Hooters.
Do we have a Hooters here in Perth?
Maybe he was showing his Hooters and got paid for it.
That's what I was thinking. Yes. So anyway, have you ever been stopped by...
Well, not me. I'm actually pretty good, but my mate Dan from Dongra, you've met Dan from Dongra. So he's got this metal rod, right, that's in his body.
In his pants.
Oh. Yeah, so... No, not his pants. Not that, no, it's not that. It's another metal rod, right? And anyway, every single time he goes through screening, like he has to let them know that he's got a metal rod in his leg because it always goes bzz, 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 you know?
Yes.
But the thing is, and he always says, listen, guys, I'm just going to give you the heads up that I've got the metal rod, you know, so when I go in there, you know, it's going to go off. But because he actually looks like a smuggler, they actually go, yeah, sure, mate. You know what I mean? So every single year you travel with him, he always gets stopped and they check him, they check his bag. So I just make sure that, yes, if we are traveling together, I'll either go before or after him because he's a nightmare to travel with.
Yeah, I was going to say. So you never get stopped. I always get stopped and, you know, they touch you up and, well, not inappropriately.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's quite nice when it's been up. An American tourist has done some travelling. He's gone over to Switzerland, Embers, as you do. He was taking lots of photos and he was sending them to his family and friends. So he was sending them via photo messages to his friends and family, right? So rather than doing what most people do, just uploading them on Instagram and people just follow along, he was actually sending them as photo messages, so text messages to his friends, to his family. Yes. He's come home and he's looked at the phone bill and he said, well, that's not too bad. It was $143.
Yep, sure.
Whatever, a little bit more than I usually pay, but that's reasonable.
Well, we can cop that.
Then he's taken a closer look and he's realised he's missed a few zeros.
No.
It was $143,000. That is the phone bill he racked up.
No. How do you rack up a bill like that?
Oh, my Lord. Need to be careful when you go travelling as well.
The fine print. Correct. Didn't he not have data roaming or anything like that?
Well, he obviously just, you know.
How do you spend? That's just ridiculous.
Imagine, though, being stung with that bill.
That makes my bill actually nothing. Well, I'll tell you a story. I was it was my second year at the football club. We went to Phuket on a overseas holiday, a footy trip, right? So anyway, I've come home one morning, like early hours, right? No one's up. And I'm like going, hang on, mate. And someone's got to have a beer with Embers because Embers is your mate. So I'm singing that, right? And Scotty Cummings yelled out from his room, shut up and go to bed, Embers. I'm not your mate. Anyway, so I'm trying to wake everyone up, right? No one would wake up. I'm banging on doors. So I end up getting
annoying.
I know. So I end up getting the fire extinguisher, right? And I grab extinguisher and I go to spray it. But the thing is, I lost control of it. And it just went like a cut snake, right? It's going, and it's, let's go. And the smoke was out of control. Like, I couldn't stop it. And then I go, shit, what do I do? So I went straight to bed. So I closed my door, went to bed, right? But the thing was, right, the next day, right, I'm sort of getting these bangs at the door for like all hours. And then finally someone opened up my door and it was one of the staff members at the hotel. And they said, get out of the hotel. The place has been evacuated. So I was the last person to get out of the hotel. The whole hotel was on this big grass area, including all my teammates. It cost me $2,500 for the cleaning bill.
Oh, no.
The club was so angry at me. Robbie Wiley, shout out to you. He was one of the coaches at the time. He said, you go to your room right now once it was all cleaned up and you stay there until we get you the first flight home. So I had to wait in my room until they booked a flight home for me.
No wonder you got banned from all footy trips moving forward. You are a menace.
That must have been a sign. I think I had about 5 or 6 footy trips after that one.
And it got worse from there. God, Lord. It's the end of the
world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.